Today, for our series exploring inequity in Pittsburgh, we turn to girls and juvenile justice. Black girls are substantially more likely than white girls to enter the juvenile justice system, and local practitioners, researchers, and policymakers are trying to solve this problem. 90.5 WESA's Anli Herring reports.
Black girls in the Pittsburgh region are 11 times more likely than white girls to have contact with the juvenile justice system. According to a 2016 study, inequities affecting black girls in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. For people who work in the system, it's a vexing problem.
Why is it more black girls? That's like the million-dollar question.
That's Kim Booth with Allegheny County Juvenile Probation. She's part of the Black Girls Equity Alliance, which formed to address the inequities documented in last year's study. Much of the alliance's work is based at a nonprofit called Gwen's Girls, which provides a range of services to girls throughout the county. Virtually all of the girls are black, and Gwen's Girls strives to give them a sense of sanctuary. 11-year-old Soraya Williams says Gwen's Girls has taught her how to self-reflect.
They teach us things like our history, like what we want. Like sometimes we do group about what we want to be known as, like what do you want me to be remembered as.
What do you want your history to be?
A leader in loving.
Gwen's Girls Executive Director Kathy Elliott wants to create a nurturing environment where girls can grow into independent and caring women.
For our girls, it's having a place to have friends, people that look like them, that may be experiencing some of the same things that they experience, and having a safe space to have that conversation.
The after-school program at Gwen's Girls serves about 100 girls from age 8 to 15. One of its main goals is to keep them out of juvenile justice.
For the most part, our girls want to come here and do girl things, want to do, you know, be young adults, you know, depending on what age that they're in. And so we try to encourage those activities and those things, but also keeping them mindful of just, you know, sometimes society expects other, you know, things from them that may be unfair.
Elliot's alluding in part to the idea that girls should be compliant. Data does show that black girls in the region are twice as likely as white girls to engage in fighting. But research has found that in many cases, they're trying to defend themselves. Booth of the Juvenile Probation Office notes that many girls in the system are victims of violence and sexual abuse.
Typically, I feel like if a girl has an issue per se with breaking the law in terms of, aggravated assault or something of that nature, it's also usually that they have trauma.
When a girl is referred to juvenile justice, she could end up here, in the Allegheny County Courthouse in downtown Pittsburgh, where a family court judge decides whether to take her case, send it to adult court, or dismiss it altogether. Kimberly Clark is the administrative judge of the Allegheny County Family Court. She handles juvenile delinquency and child welfare cases. In both types of cases, Clark says, many girls face conflict at home. This can lead them to run away or to engage in harmful behavior.
Sometimes I say, you know, quite frankly, sometimes all the stars and planets are misaligned and they're just caught up in the moment with something and, you know, something bad happens. There's a lot of stuff that happens at school, bullying, you know, social media.
Sarah Goodkind of Pitt School of Social Work says that in these situations, girls of color tend to face harsher consequences than their white peers. Goodkind conducted the 2016 study on inequities between black and white girls.
A lot of the behaviors that kids get referred to the juvenile court for are behaviors that many or most teenagers engage in. But the fact is that many and most teenagers are not referred to the juvenile court.
As evidence, Goodkind cites a survey of 1,600 teenagers in Allegheny County. White girls were as likely as black girls to report using drugs and alcohol, yet black girls were three times as likely to be referred to juvenile court for drug offenses.
This is something that tells us, okay, the behavior is the same, but the response is different.
Goodkind says this is something she and the other members of the Black Girls Equity Alliance are trying to understand. They've been examining the specific types of offenses that are being sent to the juvenile justice system, as well as the neighborhoods where referrals are coming from. They've also started to talk with the people who make the most complaints, mainly the police and adults at school. New research from Georgetown Center on Poverty and Inequality has provided an additional clue, says Goodkind.
Their findings are really powerful because they provide empirical evidence of how adults view Black girls as less innocent, less in need of protection and support than white girls. And I think that is exactly what we see reflected in these different referral rates.
It's a phenomenon called adultification, and it arguably suggests that if authorities view Black girls as less innocent than their white counterparts, they also view them as more culpable for their actions and thus punish them more harshly. While this link has been demonstrated with boys, more research needs to be done with girls. Judge Clark cited poverty as one cause of adultification.
If you're growing up as any child, but particularly as an African American child, male or female, and you have kind of been, because of poverty and other issues, may have been left to really be taking care of yourself and younger siblings, you are going to appear older because you have had a role of responsibility within your family that other children may not have had.
Add to that that Black girls are disproportionately likely to experience the trauma of having an incarcerated parent or knowing someone who's been murdered. And it's easy to see how they could be dealing with more adult challenges than their white peers.
But they are still children, and they need to have the opportunity to be children.
And that, Clark says, is something the system set up to support them need to remember. I'm Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.
The Heinz Endowments helped to fund the 2016 study on inequities and is a financial sponsor of WESA.